The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. God, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back, everybody. And once again, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about our first reading for today, because I just love decoding Old Testament mysteries for people. I just love it. You want to know why? Old Testament's a gold mine, that's why. And you know how it is with gold mines. There's treasure down there. There's a fortune down there. But it's down there, isn't it? It's not sitting out on the surface. You got to work to get it. That's the way the Old Testament is. And I think there's a nugget or two of gold today. I think you're really going to like it. Okay, so let me try to share with you our first reading, which comes today from the book of Leviticus. Now, we're only hearing from Leviticus for just a couple of days. And the book of Leviticus is part of the law that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. And we're hearing right now from the heart of the book of Leviticus. It's a part of the book that's called the Holiness Code. Hebrew word for holy is kadesh. And kadesh means set apart. It means different. And the Holiness Code of the book of Leviticus gave the people three ways in which they were going to be set apart, different from all the other nations of the world. They were going to be different in their sacrifices. That was the first. They were going to be different in their behavior. That was the second. And they were going to be different in their feast days. That was the third. Three ways in which the people were going to be holy: their prayer, their behavior, and their feast days. And that's what our first reading was all about, the list of feast days. And the idea of the first reading was that God wanted the people of Israel to show that time itself was meant to be holy. And so he gave them a list of feast days. And every year they go through these same feast days. There were seven major feast days in the Jewish faith, right? There was Sabbath, there was the Passover, there was first fruits, there was weeks, there was the Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Atonement, and the Feast of Booths. And they'd celebrate these week after week, day after day, year after year. Why? Why? So that time itself would become holy, so that God's presence would seep into time itself. Now, that's still true for us today. You ever wonder why we celebrate, why do we celebrate the Lord's resurrection every single week and we have to go to Mass every single Sunday? You say, well, it's a commandment. Yeah, it's a commandment, but there's a deeper reason. There's a deeper reason for it. It's the exact same reason why we celebrate Christmas every year and Easter every year and Advent every year and Ash Wednesday and Lent and all the feast days. It's because celebrating these things day after day, week after week, year after year, something happens to our perception of time. It's saturated, it's imbued with God himself. Now, if you live these feast days in a cycle and the years pass, you begin to live your life in God's presence. You know, like Lent, you learn to see the hardships as God's purification, or at Advent, you learn to see the anticipation of what God's going to do next, or Christmas or Corpus Christi, in which you learn that God is present no matter what, or Easter, in which you learn that God triumphs no matter how terrible the evil is. It seeps into your everyday, and it's meant to be holy. And that is how we are supposed to live our lives. It's a terrible, terrible thing when we forget that. A lot of people do. You know, Henry David Thoreau, he once said, "The majority of men live lives of quiet desperation." Most people won't tell you, right,
That's why it's quiet desperation. Most people won't tell you that they hate their lives. They're always unhappy. They're always anxious. They're always worried. They're always afraid of what might happen next. And it's what drives our news cycle, isn't it? Why is that the case? It's because they do not live God's presence. It's because they've forgotten that time is meant to be holy. When we remember this from the very beginning, that God gave to his people, intended time to be holy. Even the stormiest hours, even the stormiest days, can be charged with God's peace, can be filled with God's presence, can become a source of holiness for ourselves and for others. Here in the gospel, the people say that they took offense at Jesus. The Greek word for taking offense is scandaliso. You hear the word scandal in that, but literally it means to fall into a trap. The people in the gospel fell into a trap that Jesus was so ordinary. He was the guy around the block, the guy they grew up with. How could anyone so ordinary possibly be from God? We're guilty of the exact same offense, the exact same offense. We forget that in the ordinariness of our lives, God is present. Don't let yourself fall into the trap of thinking that. This day is a gift to you. This day is an incredible gift to you. And you know you only get but so many of them. There's a limited number in every box. You only get but so many tomorrows. What you can do with this day. How you can right any wrong, or at least begin to right any wrong that was done yesterday. How you can take any good and make it better. Like a student taking an exam who's consciously aware of how precious each passing second is. If you want to have any kind of anxiety at all in life, let it be a holy anxiety. Let it be an awareness of how precious life is and how much you can do with each day. Apart from God's presence itself, there's nothing holier than time in which God makes himself present. Make the very best use of it that you can. This life has been given to you. You've been called to offer it to God as a sacrifice of love. Do not disdain the gift that God has given. And let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us do that today. St. Peter Chrysologus, pray for us.